In this week's Cut Newsline, three cuts. All cuts are Dale Thompson, manager of marketing and processing technology for the National Cotton Council. This is Cut 1, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
Phytosanitary certificates are issued based on individual countries' requirements. In the case of Ecuador, they're saying they want assurances that cotton that they import in their country is free of boll weevils and other pests. But once cotton is imported in their country, before it can be sent to a domestic textile mill, their government requires that the cotton be fumigated at the port.
This is Cut 2, Starch Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We're going to take them to the ginning laboratory in Stoneville, Mississippi, where they will have an opportunity to see cotton ginning, cotton compression, and convince them that fumigation is unnecessary from the standpoint of preventing the infestation of their country with boll weevils, and that it's a step that's costing their domestic textile industry to pay more for cotton. If they will eliminate the fumigation requirement, that will mean that U.S. cotton will be a little bit more competitive, and their cotton that they spin into textiles will be a little bit more competitive on the world market.
This is Cut 3, Starchy Machines on 1. 3, 2, 1.
We've got a long history with eliminating pests through the ginning and the bell compression process in our federal law. Because we have a pink bollworm quarantine program, we have been moving cotton safely from one production region to another production region for 40 plus years without ever reintroducing a known pest such as pink bollworm as we move cotton from the west to the southeast where the textile mills are.